Let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore He's still the Christ of Christmas, still the Christ of our hearts every single day. Glad you could be with us tonight. This is, I say this every year, but I know for Pastor Mark and for me, this is one of our favorite services of the year. There's just an intimacy about it. Jesus is here. It's not just the Christ of Christmas. He's the Christ of our heart, and he's here. He's in our midst. And so we welcome you to join us. We're going to worship here in a little bit, have praise and worship in a little bit. Just a couple of quick announcements. Our Christmas service is Sunday, 10:30. If you don't have a church, feel free to join us, 10:30. There's no small group Sunday. Doors will open at 9. We'll have prayer in here in the sanctuary if anyone wants to come pray. But no small groups. No Sunday school. Nursery will be open, but I don't believe it'll be staffed. So it'll be open, and I think you can hear the message in there. So there's that. Also, I thought while I was up here, if you are part of this church and you're not on our prayer chain and you want to be, grab an envelope back there out in the lobby and put your email address on it, and you can get prayer chain items. You can get we've started something new recently with our corporate. We have corporate day of fasting every Tuesday, but we're targeting a particular thing on that corporate day. So feel free to, if you want to be included in that, get your email address to us, and we'll make sure you're included on that. Also, you can find things out on our website, alfrooted.com, and so we just want to invite you to be part of that. We're going to pray here. I'm going to pray here in a minute. And my wife reminded me of this about an hour and a half ago. 6 months ago today, I had open heart surgery. 6 months ago today. And I was. I was actually in surgery at this particular hour 6 months ago. Quadruple bypass surgery. And I'm going to be speaking here in a little bit, and my message title is I Bring You Good News. And at about 1 o'clock in the morning that morning, my surgeon brought good news to Connie and Caitlin and that everything went well. But God's good. He's really, really good. He's really, really good. So let's pray. Let's just pray. Father, I just thank you so much. I thank you so much for your goodness and your faithfulness. As we wind down this year, we just celebrate your goodness. You have seen your people through many, many things this year. Many, many things. Some hardships, some grief, some challenges. But you have been good every step of the way. And I just pray over this body tonight. I pray over everybody in this room that your touch will be so personal to each one, that each one will sense your presence. Each one will sense your love and your grace and your power, and just minister in just the personal ways that you do to us. And we're just full of praise for you tonight, and we're gonna spend some time worshiping you here in a minute. And we give you all the glory and all the honor tonight. Just be in our midst, be glorified in all of this. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Let's all stand. Would you sing with us tonight?
Say worship, worship, worship. Everybody worship, say worship, worship, worship. We have come. Worship the King. We have come to worship. Oh, we've come to worship the King.
Time we have come, oh, we have come to love and adore Him, to bow down before Him and worship the King. Go tell, say, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching o'er silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heaven there shone a holy birds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed the Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in the lonely manger the humble Christ was born, and God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Oh, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills.
Angels, angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Oh, come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn. Come and worship, come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with us is now residing, yonder shines in infant light. Oh, come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Oh, come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Sages, leave your contemplation, brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great desire of nations, ye have seen his natal star. Oh, come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn. Come and worship, come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Saints before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord's descending, in his temple shall appear. Oh, come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Sinners wrong with true repentance, doomed for guilt to endless pains. Justice now revokes the sentence, mercy calls, you break your chain. Yeah! Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Oh, come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Though an infant, now we view him, he shall fill his Father's throne. Gather all the nations to him, every knee shall then bow down. Yeah. Come and
sing
worship,
it, church.
Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn.
Come and worship,
come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Say, all creation join in praising God the Father, Spirit, Son. Evermore your voice is raising to the eternal three in one.
Oh, come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Hallelujah. Did you guys count how many verses we sang of that? There were seven. And some of those songs, the words in some of those verses are just tremendous truths of what Jesus did and how he wasn't just a babe born in a manger, but he was a king that would reign from the throne of David, from the root of Jesse, and now is seated in heaven on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. Aren't you glad for that tonight, church?
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
What child say? What child is this who lays to rest
on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds God and angels seek. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean a state, where ox and lamb are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. Nails here shall pierce him through, the cross before your knees. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him, the King of kings. Salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrall.
Say with us tonight, hallelujah.
Say, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Christ the Savior.
Christ the Savior of the world.
He has come.
He has come.
Highest name.
To the highest name of all. Alleluia.
The heavens roar.
The heavens roar. The angels sing. All glory to our God and King. All night divine.
Heaven's roar,
the heavens roar, the angels sing, all glory to our God and King, O night divine, forevermore.
raise our hands and sing it to him tonight. Say, Alleluia, Alleluia,
Christ the Savior of the world, He has come.
Oh, Alleluia.
To the highest name, say,
to the highest name of all, Alleluia.
Say, you're the highest name.
You're the highest name of all, Alleluia.
Say this, say, oh come, let us adore Him.
Oh,
amen. You all may be seated. Youth choir, would you come?
Clothed in glory, exalted high, in the train of His robe filled the temple, and the angels served. and cry. You are holy,
oh so holy. You are holy, Lord of all.
We're singing. For my eyes have seen the Holy King, and he cleansed my lips right before I died, and the pillar shook as the
Amen. It's dark. Thank you all for coming tonight. We're so glad you're with us, joining us. If you have small children, or if you're probably, I don't know, under the age of 10 or something, you can come down front and sit on the floor here. If you have little guys or little girls, you can stay with them because we have some lit candles here. But would the kids come down? If you want to come down and be down here, we have a special treat for the kids. Tonight, if you have any, we'll card you at the altar. So if you're under the age of 20, so come on down. Takes them a little bit of time. on down. We have a special, special guest with us tonight. And I was talking to Kat, and she said, this isn't just for the kids. She said, I love these story things, too. Come down on the floor. If you guys could be on the floor, that would be the best. If you're on the floor, because she's going to be up here, so you want to look this way. So if you sit on the floor, that would be great. Not on the steps, but on the floor would be great. We like Holy Spirit fire, but we don't want real fire, so we... Amen. Miss Betty. Would you welcome Miss Betty as she comes and gives a story tonight?
Do they sing more than one song? Do the youth sing more than one song? Good evening. All these beautiful children came to for Jesus' birthday party. We're going to look at this as Jesus' birthday party. How many of you will like that? And, okay, let me get situated here. We're going to do a story about Jesus, but it's going to be about Jesus, me, that would mean you, and a Christmas tree. Okay, and before I start reading, I'm going to tell you a little story of my own, just a little one. Long ago, there was a man, and this is a true story. His name was Martin Luther, and the adults will recognize that. On the tree, he was walking through the woods one evening, and he saw the stars. He knew all about Jesus, his Jesus' birth, and how the star was shining when Jesus was born. And he was walking through the woods, and the stars were shining through the evergreen trees. There were lots of evergreen trees. So, and he thought, oh, this is just beautiful. How can I tell my family about this? So he drug a tree into his house, and he put candles on it. And that was... Well, if it's 100% true, was the first tree that was lit with the bright lights. Now, adults, I don't know how did this tree not burn from the candles, but we'll not go there. So I'm going to read you the story about Jesus, me, and my Christmas tree. My tree tells a story of long, long ago. From the star on the top to the presence below. When God in his mercy and wonderful love sent his son Jesus from heaven above. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? My tree has angels with robes of white. There's the angel. If you can you see that? With robes of white. This is what she put on her tree. To tell the shepherds of Jesus' birth, glory to God and peace on the earth. Because the night Jesus were born, the angels appeared and they started singing, peace on earth, glory to God and peace on earth. So she puts angels on her tree. Okay, the star on my tree, like the star in the sky, points us to Jesus, our Lord from on high. As wise men traveled with gifts from afar, they found baby Jesus under the star. How many of you have stars on your tree? Awesome. I don't have a star on my tree because our tree, when we bought it, it was too tall, so the star didn't fit, but I have some nice other stuff on there. These are the bells that ring loud and clear to spread the good news so all can hear that Jesus was born. our Savior and King. He is the reason we worship and sing. That's why we're here tonight, worship and singing. Just like when you have birthday parties, you sing happy birthday. That's what we're doing tonight for Jesus. And see the bells? If you have bells, you can let them ring. Okay. The lights on my tree that shine in the night help me to see by making things bright. Just like Jesus, who shows us the way to love one another, to trust and obey. The bright lights on the tree. Did you see that? That's what I like. I love lights. So when you see lights, think of Jesus on that first Christmas night. The pretty presents are fun to share. We all like presents, don't we? To show friends and family how much we care. They help us remember the blessings God sends. Day after day, his love never ends. Now, one more thing. Christmas trees are beautiful, and they make me feel cheerful, and I love the bright lights. But it's not all about the Christmas tree. We want to remember it's about Jesus. So if you have a Christmas tree, wonderful. If you don't have a Christmas tree, Jesus loves you just the same. It doesn't matter. Jesus loves you no matter what. So before we go, why don't we all say, and together say, happy birthday, Jesus. Are you ready? Happy birthday, Jesus. Okay, thank you for listening, and you can go back to your seats. Thank you.
Man, can we give Miss Betty another God bless you for that wonderful storyteller? Freeman, if you're here, get a shorter tree next year, okay? Make sure you get a shorter tree so the star can fit, right?
Did everybody get communion on your way in? Is there anybody here that did not get communion? We have some guys back there that just... put your hand up if you did not get it. If you didn't get communion, can somebody bring communion to some hands up over here? Thank you. Looks like we're covered. We got Mo Patan back here, Mo and Roger back here. Gotcha. All right. All right. First of all, just a little instruction if you've never used these cups before. There are two lids on them. So you might want to peel off the top one. That will give you access to the wafer. But if you peel them both off, you're going to have access to the juice. So go ahead and peel off the top one. And I want you to take that wafer in your hand. And I want you to snap it in half. Because Jesus was broken. His body was broken. It was broken for us. He willingly allowed himself to do that.
to have his body broken for us. So just taking this simple, tangible wafer in our hand and breaking it is a reminder to us. It's a reminder to us of the broken body that Jesus willingly allowed to happen to himself. And he takes us, broken people. He takes us, broken people. We all have broken things that have happened in our lives. We come to him broken. That's why we need to come to him. Because left to our own devices, we're broken. So I just want you to consider that for a moment. Just take a minute. Consider your brokenness. Consider the price that he paid for your brokenness. Father, I thank you for allowing your body to be broken so that my broken body could be made whole, so that our broken bodies could be made whole. And as we consider you for a moment before we take this wafer, we don't do this lightly or casually. But we do so full of gratitude for your willing sacrifice. Go ahead, you may take the wafer. Now take that cup, representing Jesus' blood. His blood was poured out for you. It was poured out for you. It's poured out for me. It's the only way we receive forgiveness of sins is by his shed blood. Which again, he willingly did. The pain that he experienced. He did it for you. He did it for me. So let's pause for a minute and again consider that willing sacrifice of his shed blood that paid for the remission of my sin and your sin. Let's give thought to that for a moment. Lord, we thank you for your shed blood. We thank that your shed blood cleanses us from sin. That you willingly shed your blood that we might have life and have it abundantly. That we may be able to walk in freedom, freedom from the weight of sin. And then with that, we have the promise of eternal life with you when we're done breathing on this earth. We thank you for that. You may drink the cup. Father, we thank you for these sacrifices that you made for us. And we celebrate you tonight. I pray for each one in this room that we will experience you up close and personal. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Some of our children are going to come around and collect your cups. We'll give them a minute to do that. One of the things I've always loved about this body is that nobody has to wait to be an adult to be used. Ever since Pastor Don and Pauline started this work, children, teenagers, and everybody from youngest to oldest were always participants in serving, learning to serve early, learning to be part of God's kingdom. And we're so grateful for so many willing participants. Hey, Mia, you can come on up here. There's still some more people up here that have cups. Clear up in the front row here. Including me. Thank you, kids. So just for a little bit, I have a brief message. And it's titled, I Bring You Good News. I Bring You Good News. And the title comes from the Gospel of Luke. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. He is the Messiah, the Lord. I bring you good news." So on Monday, I was just praying at home. I was just having my time with Jesus, and my devotional talked about this good news. And I was sitting there, and I was reading the scriptures, and I was praying, and I was looking around, and I saw a newspaper. And the newspaper headline screaming across the top of the page was this: Omicron just raging around the world. I thought, oh my goodness, I'm just reading about good news. And then there's bad news. So then I got to thinking, and we all can get news on our phone these days. So just very quickly, I just started looking up some headlines. Tornadoes, unemployment, loss of jobs, illegal border crossings, businesses struggling to hire people, alcohol and drug abuse. And the headlines just scream all kinds of news. But I just read about good news. I just read about good news. And I'm here to tell you, no matter what else is going on in the world, no matter what we're reading on the news, no matter what we're watching on news broadcasts, no matter what flashes on our phone, the latest headline, the news about Jesus, the news about Jesus is still the best news we could ever hear and the best news we could ever embrace and the best news we could ever believe. And the best news we could ever accept. And I invite you tonight, if you haven't received that good news about Jesus, if you're not paying attention to him, if you're not following him, if you're not embracing him, all these other news headlines will consume you. So I was looking in the book of Acts, and in the book of Acts, there's an example in chapter 14 of Barnabas and Paul were, they were going about the business of ministering to people, and there was a man there that had been lame from birth. He couldn't walk. And they ministered to him, and he ended up getting healed right there on the spot. Well, the crowd just kind of went nuts thinking, what's this going on here? And they tried to make sacrifices to Paul and Barnabas, and they thought they were gods come down to earth in human form. And well, Barnabas and Paul set them straight. And pick up in verse 14, it says, when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of this, they tore their clothes and they rushed out into the crowd shouting, friends, why are you doing this? We too are only human like you. We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. In the past, he let all nations go their own way, yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy. We are bringing you good news. Turn from these worthless things. If you're in this room tonight and you're still giving credence and attention to worthless things, I want to encourage you tonight. Embrace this Jesus. Embrace the good news of Jesus. The thing about the news of Jesus is it's true. The headlines, sometimes we don't know what's true and what's not true. And that's getting increasingly difficult to decipher. But the news about Jesus is true, will always be true. It's reliable, it's trustworthy. Paul, in his teachings on a number of occasions, would give us a phrase, some revelation of Jesus, and he would say, this is a trustworthy saying. And here's a few of them from 1 Timothy. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst, Paul said. If you're in this room and you acknowledge yourself as a sinner, receive Jesus tonight if you haven't already. Paul says that's a trustworthy saying. In 1 Timothy 4, 8 through 10, godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Especially of those who believe. In 2 Timothy 2, 11 to 12, if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also, what's the rest of that? If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. Understand this. Understand this. The promise that he has for you means we accept it. We accept it. We receive it. We make it part of who we are. So as I was finishing up my daily bread on Monday, this was written there, and it jumped off the page at me. After Jesus' death and resurrection, his followers carried on the profoundly counterculture message of a different good news of the role of Christ in a profoundly different kingdom than that of Rome. And I stand here tonight and put forth the challenge on this Christmas Eve that we as the church, we as the modern day followers of Jesus, have the same mandate to carry on the profoundly counterculture message of a different good news and a profoundly different kingdom than any earthly regime that we might see on this earth today. Close with these verses from Romans and from Isaiah, and the one from Romans stems from the one from Isaiah. How can anyone preach unless they're sent? As it's written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, and who say to Zion, your God reigns. I stand here tonight to declare to you that your God reigns. Your God reigns. Your God reigns. We're going to close out this service as we always do. If you have candles, if the guys that are coming up, there's four big ones. You could take a big one. Well, it doesn't matter to me. Take whatever you want. Oh. Just take one of these. Yep. So glad to have Steve Grant and his family with us tonight to lead us in Silent Night. Glad to have you guys.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
You guys can stand.
Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Jesus, Lord, thy blood, Jesus.
Sing Silent Night, verse 1. Say,
Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin's mother and child.
Pastor Shane's going to come and bless us tonight with a closing prayer.
Isaiah 53, it says, and starting in verse 2, it says, he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He didn't have an impressive form or majesty that we should look at him, no appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of suffering who knew what sickness was. He was like someone people turned away from. He was despised and we didn't value him. Yet he himself bore our sickness and he carried our pains. And we in turn regarded him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was pierced because of our rebellion, crushed because of our iniquities. Punishment for our peace was on him. And we are healed by his wounds. We all went astray like sheep. We all have turned to our own way. And the Lord has punished him for the iniquity of all of us. 500 years before this little baby was born in a manger, Jesus knew the cost. He knew the cost that he would have to pay for every one of us. He loved us enough to do that. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for coming, Lord. We don't just celebrate a baby in a manger. We celebrate the King of the world who stood up off his throne and stepped down to come save us. Lord, we gather here today to worship you because of your coming, Lord. Because you've made a way for us to do so, Lord. Lord, in all we do, we just thank you, God. We thank you for coming. Thank you, Jesus. We pray blessing over everybody in here today. Lord, we just pray that you would just shower them with blessings in this season, Lord, that your love would be in their hearts and upon them, God, that your presence would be in their homes, Lord, and that you would go before them in all things, Lord. Lord, we thank you again. Thank you for coming, Lord. All of this is for you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You can extinguish your candles. God bless you. There are buckets.